getting practice and practice and you know, him working his releases and him, you know, working some of the rust off from having not practiced in a few months. So, you know, it shouldn't take us long to get our timing. And I expect it, you know, whether he plays this game or not, or you know, when we get ready for Dallas that first week, we should be ready to go.
Can you talk about how this team is good at moving on from things like what happened with JPP and friends and Steve, and just the lesson learned and how Tom deals with it, how his team deals with it, and where it is in your mind?
I think it's past. And, you know, Coach Coughlin, you know, talked about just, hey, you know, whatever happens in-house, let's keep it that way. And you know, that's what we've tried to do over the years. You know, we got a little reminder of that we need to do that. And so the guys understand that, and we're focused on getting better. So this is not going to be something that's going to linger on and cause any distractions or cause us and affect us in any way.
Can you and Akeem be ready for the regular season opener without any preseason action together? I mean, would you ideally like a few reps together?
I don't know if it, you know, that's going to be the end of the world. We've played a number of games and thrown, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of passes. So, you know, whether he gets some action in the preseason or not, you know, it's about him just getting back at practice and getting those reps, you know, being smart with the situation and so he's doing that. He's getting reps, but they're not, you know, overworking them right now. And so we should be ready and on the same page, on target for the first week.
David Wilson's getting some first team reps with the motto. How has he progressed in the last like week or two since you've been on the preseason?
You know, I think anytime you get a rookie, every game, every practice, they're learning. And the more reps you can get them, especially with, you know, with the first group where we're doing, you know, different things, changing things more audibly. And when he's got to be put in that situation on, you know, on a whim, he's got to know exactly what his assignment is and what's going on. You got to kind of throw that at him a little bit, see how he adjusts it, just to see how quickly the game is played at this level and how you have to know the offense like the back of your hand.
You guys open in 2 weeks, and it's a rivalry game, and it's a game that you ended their season with. Can you just talk about the rivalry between you and the Cowboys? And it's been kind of one-sided recently, but Jerry trying to ramp it up and you guys not fighting back.
You know, it's always a big game anytime you play the Cowboys, and so the tradition goes back a long, long time. That, you know, just the classic NFC East rival, and two great teams and great franchises, and so we know they're a very talented team. Offensively, they can score and do a lot of things. Defensively, they got playmakers and can cause trouble. So we got to be prepared, and we still got a few, you know, two more weeks to kind of, you know, get through our preseason, get through these last two games, keep working on our basics, and then we'll start game planning for Dallas.
Eli, sorry if you were asked this already, but Sean Locklear, this is the only guy currently on your starting offensive line that wasn't here last year, that you don't have a familiarity with. The important spot, he's guarding your blind side. How much comfort do you still need to get with him before you feel like, okay, he's got everything down, I'm good, I don't have to worry?
You know, I'm not worried at all. Sean's a veteran guy, knows his stuff, knows what he's doing. He's come in, he's worked well with the starting group. Anytime you play left tackle or played offensive line, it's just kind of, hey, what do you call things? I mean, everybody's done the same schemes, just done a little different way, or you call it something different. So he's got everything down. He's playing at a high level. He's doing things well. So feel very comfortable with him out there.
Every year when this game comes up, do you get the feeling that this is the last chance? Preseason, regular season is only 16 days away now.
Yeah, I mean, you always know that third preseason game you're going to play kind of the most extensive reps that you'll get in the preseason before the first game that really counts. And so you want to try to go out there and play well. We treat this week, like a game week in our preparation, and kind of having 3 days to go over everything and install everything. So I've had first 2 days of it has been well. Still got a good day tomorrow to kind of overview everything that we put in this week. So hopefully, we're the most prepared going into this game, and it'll show on Friday night.